Yes, man. You know, it's something about that tune, man. You know, it's something about that tune, Tiff. I don't know. I made it.
It's special.
You know, it was weird when I did it. I had a ball doing it, but it's just, it put a smile on my face. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, Miss Tiffobot. How are you today in the middle of the week, Tiff?
Feeling great.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm okay. You know, your mood actually has improved my mood because I didn't get much sleep last night, so I was tired and stuff. And, you know, then I started talking to you, and I felt better. And then I heard that theme song, and now I can't stop smiling about it. Oh, Jesus. So, anyway, this is our second lockdown series, man. If you tuned in last week, hopefully you enjoyed the whole gang doing Train to Busan. It was me, Tiff, Beat 'Em Down, and Mark Ellis Reagan. Say that five times fast. So, this week, we pulled it on the fly. I said, Tiff, we need a movie. I just couldn't think of nothing, man, you know, and she was like, boom, let's do this. And she gave me three options and stuff. And I was like, well, I never heard of this, so let's do it. You know, and she half-explained the content to me. And so I was like, you did it on purpose too, Tiff. I noticed you did that on purpose.
I've never seen this movie either.
Oh, you've never seen it. You just heard the hype.
I've heard it has a lot of hype, which we will talk about when we get into this.
Okay, so our second lockdown series, man. You know, I haven't even doing it right. I'm supposed to say lockdown. Yeah, anyway. So, One Cut of the Dead. Now, we probably got a lot of fans out there saying, what the hell? You know, One Cut of the Dead? I'm gonna do you a favor. I mean, yes, you like me and Tiffobot listen to the show. Sometimes I listen to shows and they're doing a movie and I don't want to see it, and I say, I just listen to the show and laugh at it. And then halfway through, I'll be like, man, I think I want to see this dumb movie they're talking about. But One Cut of the Dead, you need to see this movie. Trust me, but I will say this. It takes a particular person now to understand what you're getting into, and we're going to get into this, and I'm going to explain. So you can listen to this. So I'm going to hit the spoilers early. I'm going to do that before the one word. Because I don't want to ruin this for you. And if you get to a part, it's an experience. It's kind of like what, Tiff? The Quiet Place? What else movie was an experience, you know, that you had to just experience? You know, it's been movies like that where it was a phenomenal experience as well as, you know, what you were watching. Yeah, Signs. That was one of them, right? That was an experience and a phenomenon that just, you know, just had you all twisted up. So anyway, man, we're doing One Cut of the Dead this week. And Tiff, I don't know who some of these people are. I don't know who any of the people are. So who's the director of this thing?
Okay. It looks like the director is Shinichiro Ueda. And I don't think he's not famous. This movie came out in like the art scene. It's like an art festival film.
Well, Tiff, you know, quiet as is kept, this movie, it wasn't even a regular movie. It was like a final project of a what do you call that? A seminar, an acting seminar. And so the people who are actually in it had to pay to be in it. And I was like, damn, that was something, man. So nobody is famous in this, man. We've never seen these actors before. None of them, not one of them, have an IMDb picture. It's this thing costs $25,000 to make. And it's made
$25,000, you guys.
Thousand. Right. And it's made $250 million, I think. It made a lot of money. $25 million.
$100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, 100%. Hasn't went down.
I don't think you're going to like my one word.
Okay, so let's hit that one word. What's your one word, Tim?
Oh, my God. Torture.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Blown back. That's one word.
Really?
Right? Yeah, I was blown back, man, because I'm going to tell you something, man. I was sitting through this thing up until about 37 minutes in, cursing you out. I was cursing you out. I had, what do you call it? Flashbacks of the Bill Murray zombie movie. You know, I was sitting there like, this sucks. What is happening? It was such a Twilight Zone experience to me. Like, you know, like, what did I do to deserve this? But then at a certain part in the movie, it totally changes. And then I was actually watching this movie gleefully, you know, with all of the antics and stuff that was happening. So we're going to explain this stuff. So
yes. So really, if you've gotten this far and you haven't watched the movie, you really, if you are at all interested in this movie and you're not, because I know sometimes you just listen to a podcast, you don't really care if you've seen the movie or not, and you may never want to see this movie. But if you haven't heard anything about it and you're at all interested, this will totally ruin the movie for you. It's not just like a spoiler like from a Batman movie where you can kind of get over it. It'll ruin the movie.
Yeah, it's like saying Bruce Willis was dead the whole time in not Signs. What was it? I See Dead People. That's what I meant to say. Sixth Sense. That's what I meant to say at the beginning, not Signs, but Sixth Sense. Yeah, that's like somebody saying, hey, he's dead. You know, and you're right. Like, oh, damn. You know, because it was such a thing. This movie has that certain thing, that you know, that certain, just like Tiff was saying. So let's get into it, Tiff.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's get into it. So, man, this thing starts as The Dead Don't Die.
The Dead Don't Die.
Right.
Which is an awful movie.
Which is, I think, one of our number one terrible movie of the year on this at the beginning of the year. And but something about The Dead Don't Die was shot really well. It had some interest in acting, and you just kept waiting for it to get better. It had to, right? The whole time you were watching it, he was like, oh, this is going to get better. Oh, no, it's going to get better. And then it just went bad to worse, to worse, to worse, to worse, to worse. Like when the aliens landed, it was like, what? It, you know, anyway. So this movie starts out, man, they're filming a zombie movie, man. You know, and they're in this abandoned site, you know, someplace in Japan, some site really, you know, rural and how should I say, just abandoned. And it's a terrible little teen actor. We're gonna call her, we'll call her the teenager. And she, because we have to do this with these movies, because we the names just
it would be hard for everyone to follow their names.
Right. So the teenager, she's backing up, and she has an axe in her hand, and this is a guy with obvious 12th grade zombie makeup on. I don't even want to say 12th grade, because I done seen stuff by some high schoolers that's just they basically just got on pats of makeup.
The depth of how horrible this beginning part of the movie is almost inexplicable.
It's hard to get through this, Tiff. It's hard, because I thought this is what was happening. And so I'm watching this, and she's like, Ken, and they shoot it, and it takes so long, and he freezes, and I don't know what that was about. And so then the director just goes off on the girl, you know, because she's terrible. He wants emotion from her, and she can't cry, and, you know. And so he cusses her out, cusses the dead boyfriend out, right? Goes off on the whole crew, right?
Yeah.
And storms out the way. So they take a break. They go upstairs. And so we have, pretty much three actors that we're focused on right now.
Yes. And guys, and they have a very boring conversation that when you're watching the movie, you're like, wow, this is, and when you're watching this part of the movie, things happen too that you go, well, that's weird. Why would they keep that in the movie? Because it's like, it's bad.
Yeah. Because, you know what I mean? It's like the thing slams on the door. They pause, and they're so bad actors that it's like they're trying to react, and the pauses are like, damn, these are the worst actors I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they were terrible. And
yes,
and the timing and the pacing, guys, it's awful. But trust me, I think if you can get through this part, there's a payoff. So the one lady talks about, she knows how to, she's been taking self-defense classes with her pump, right? And so there's a makeup artist, and it's the two main actors. And apparently we're supposed to get that they kind of screwing around, right? Come to my trailer afterwards, you know.
Right.
And so they both attractive young Asian. I won't even say teenagers, because she looks like a teenager, but he kind of looks a little older, maybe 20.
I think they're probably 20s.
Mm-hmm, right. And so all of a sudden they hear some noise, and all hell breaks out, guys, man. It comes out of nowhere, Tiff. What happens?
They're filming a zombie movie, and then in the middle of the zombie movie, a real zombie apocalypse is happening outside.
apparently caused by the director, because he goes up and does a chant that brings them all to life or something.
Yes,
right?
He does like a magic, dark black magic to make the zombies in this area. He puts some blood out, and like, you know, the lady's in the middle of telling that story, but then she leaves off. So there's like some mystery, but this is all part of the movie. So like, they come back in, and the director's crazy. So he wants to keep filming.
I love it when he comes in talking about action. Action! I'm like, oh shit, he's terrible. I also want to mention that this is all one cut, this whole first part. And I didn't even notice until like the director yelled at the one cameraman and said, "Don't you stop, you know, filming. Film everything." In real life, they actually filmed that 6 times, and one of the actors said they got it right on the second time, but then the film crew screwed up, so they had to do it all over. They did it 6 more times. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, from beginning to end, you know, because of the cuts. And it was absolutely filmed with handhelds and stuff. I mean, you know, really low budget. $25,000, y'all, you know. And so people start getting sick. One guy that's on the film crew, we call him Mr. Pink Drunk, right? He walks out, and we don't see him no more, right? And then we have goggles, you know, the little nerd with the glasses, and everybody's like, you know, having issues and stuff. But they're off camera. Next thing you know, we see goggles in the pink shirted drunk. He comes up and he throws up on him and eats him. He tears his arm off, and they throw the fake arm in there, and they think it's real. And he throws the body in there, but the zombie don't keep coming, right? So it's like one zombie attack, and then it goes away. One zombie attacks at a time. And so it's weird. And they say weird stuff, and, you know, it's really strange right here, Tiff. It's super strange. There's lots
of, like, so the main girl, one thing that I'm watching when this first part happens is like it's focused on her. She's the main character.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she like goes running, and she's like screaming a lot, to the point where I'm like, why is she screaming so much?
Yeah.
And this is all stuff that like will all make sense. But she is kind of like running, and like then they come back to the. She runs out, and they try to get in the car.
Right.
They try to escape.
Right.
They don't have the keys. It's in the one zombie's fanny pack.
Goggles, right. Goggles is running around with the one arm goggles.
So they have to get out, get the key, and then they run around some more. They end up on the roof.
Right. But you know what, though? I really liked how, like, Goggles was chasing them, and he was with his legs all wide, and he had that crazy look in his face. And, you know, there are also other zombie attacks, but this is the thing. The director keeps sabotaging them. He keeps bringing the zombies there, like, and sicking them on them, you know?
Right.
He opens up the door, action! He goes around the corner, action! You know, he's, like, feeding the zombies to these people, and people are getting hurt, right? I mean, the zombie gets beheaded because the makeup artist, she does some, you know, super-duper kung fu and chops his head off, and so they're winning, but they're losing, you know? So right, still zombies chasing him. Nobody, the director never turned into a zombie though, which I thought was interesting, because he just wanted her emotion. But go ahead.
There's just some stuff that happens that like you're like, oh, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, so when they go up to the roof for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The girl has been attacked.
Yeah, she got the little bite.
That she might have been bitten.
Right, and then the lady goes nuts.
So the lady who has been taking care of business, basically the makeup artist.
Right.
Says, well, we're not going to take any risks. We're going to kill her.
Oh, man. She goes after her, Jack, you know, over and over and over and over. And so that goofy scene on top because it was the boyfriend who was playing a zombie. And then.
Yes.
Then he turns into a zombie. But after she gets he axes the makeup artist in the head because she was just psychotic. She wasn't a zombie. She just turned psychotic and was chasing our heroine, the young teen, who runs down the stairs, Tiff, you know, runs around the corner, finds an axe. She said, what'd she say? High convenient. something like that. And then she runs back upstairs. There's a director. Action again, right? Boyfriend turns into a zombie.
Her boyfriend is a zombie, yes. Is now a real zombie.
He's a real zombie. And he's trying to get the scene and stuff. But, you know, the boyfriend gets taken care of. And then I think she murders the, she finally murders the, the director.
Yes.
No, guys, she, this is as crazy as we saying. This is as crazy as we saying. So she chops him up and he's still talking about, yes, the emotion. I love it. Finally, you know, as he's getting chopped up, real cheesy. And then the camera goes up and it just watches her because she half-assed looked like a zombie herself with all that blood all over and stuff.
Yes.
And the movie is going off. And at this point, I hit the remote and I said, what the hell? I mean, Tiff, this was torture. This was torture. Yes. This wasn't fun. None of this was not fun. And I'm sitting there like, I'm going to kill Tiff. And I said, 37 minutes? What the hell? So then what happens?
So you think, so that's point in the movie, we go and we, everything kind of flips. So we watch the whole credits,
mm-hmm.
and then we're reintroduced to the director.
Yes, a normal cat. But he's
completely different.
A little pipsqueak, right.
And he's making like fluff pieces. He's, you know, kind of whatever. He's not very... He's not making any money.
Right. And he's not being very creative either.
Right. And so he gets approached. So it says, actually, it says later. He gets approached by two people. We'll just call them big wigs.
Some producers.
Industry people.
Yeah. Yeah. Some producers.
And they pitch him the story idea for something called One Cut of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are going to have like a zombie, it's like a streaming channel where like everything happens in one shot. And it's like, my understanding was that they were streaming all the time. So they had very minimal opportunity for mistakes and edits. It's once it starts, it just goes on.
Right. And I think it's live because.
Right. Live.
Because they were going to talk about making pulling up the car, saying it was having technical difficulties and stuff when things was going wrong. Right. So he agrees. And he has a daughter who I really like the daughter. The daughter's nuts, man. You know. And we find out that
the daughter really likes horror movies.
Right. And we find out the daughter and the makeup artist is actually his wife. And she has nothing to do with this project at this point. It's like what, 14 months earlier or 9 months earlier or something like that.
Yes, it's quite a while earlier. And so like we've gone back and we start the process of like how this movie or this show or whatever it is comes to be. So it's like going through casting.
Yeah.
And it's very bizarre because like, so this is when things start in the movie, you start to be like, so why does that person isn't who they were in the movie?
Right. Because some of this stuff was kind of funny to me, Tiff, because
right.
the teeny comes in and she's actually now teen mom, you know, and the drunk yes. is the drunk. And then,
oh my God, you guys, he's so, and like the weird thing about this movie, one of the weird things to me is that this guy is a fucking flat out drunk.
Big time.
And it's not in any way a dramatic point of the movie. It's all played up for laughs.
It is. It absolutely is. And then you had one guy who's allergic to everything. I just call him Mr. Shitty Pants.
Right, he's like allergic. He needed flat. So like, so what we see is they get all the cast together, and we kind of see his daily life at home, which isn't as important. But like, it's just some flavor for like how who he is. They live in a very small, almost like a one house. Like it's almost like everything's in one room. So like the kitchen is very tiny, and the living room's in the kitchen, and like it's small, and they don't have a bath.
Yeah,
I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
You might not notice, but in Japan, so they have a public bath, which is not that abnormal. But anyway.
Really?
There's like a lot of apartment complexes that have like, they'll have like a neighborhood public bath. It's not that abnormal.
Oof.
Good. So, so during this casting, you kind of get the, like Montego said, there's like, this person is this way, this person is this way. And so we get this guy who you kind of see in the first, in the beginning of the movie. He is allergic to like flat, to like sparkling water.
He needed, I don't know what the hell kind of water he wanted. He kept saying, I emailed.
Yes,
he was so
yes.
annoying.
I
like the douchebag star. The boy band, yes. Douchebag
star. He's kind of young and upcoming. handsome, kind of like teen heartthrob guy.
The only star. It was the daughter's favorite actor. She was her heartthrob. So
right, and the dad. So there's kind of like this nice, like his dad. The dad really cares about his daughter, and he wants to like. He wants to cast this guy for her.
Yeah.
Because he's one of, you kind of see in the choice, he's one of the choices.
But she was intense, boy. She was going off on that little girl about crying real tears and stuff. I mean, Tiff, I was like, ah, damn. You know, they ended up firing her from being a director because she was just, you know, she was too much for them to handle, man. You know, she was intense. And so she got mad at the dad because he came in there and explained because mama told him to spy on him and stuff. So she was pissed. And had him in tears in the closet drinking and stuff.
I think that he was drinking after the drunk told him that he was trying to not drink anymore because of his daughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that reminded him of his daughter. So what we're seeing, so this part of the movie is them kind of like establishing how, so they're blocking the movie.
Right,
they're
right.
Practice shooting.
You got they introduce new characters like, characters from the crew that were actually, now you're going to see them all the time when they were off camera, like the cameraman.
You get another credit. So halfway, 37 minutes into the movie, like Montego said, you get credits for One Cut of the Dead, their fake movie.
Right.
And then about this point, maybe a little earlier, they show another set of credits, which is for the real people.
Right. And
it's all very confusing.
It was, but I just went with it at this point because it was just okay, especially when they were blocking and the baby was, and it still wasn't that interesting. When it got interesting, Tiff, is when they actually made it and started, you know, half the crew was in a car accident and couldn't make it, so the director had right. to become the director and an actor, and the wife ended up, she had acting ability, and so the daughter was like, hey, she can do it. And so they did some last minute substitutions. So when it takes us back. So we start the film and everything that was weird had made sense in the next cut. Like the guy got drunk and the director was wrestling with the drunk off camera, trying to get him to do his lines and stuff. And they were falling all over the place. So when this strange stuff was happening, the cast was reacting, but they couldn't react that much because they was taping. You know, they could not
so break they're character. They're live. So they're like, so what you see is, so every time, so like for instance, when they're having that strange conversation, mm-hmm. they had a person, a crew member comes up with a sign that says, you know, hey, we're still filming.
Stretch make it small out. Talk. Right, right. Stretch it out. And see, Tiff, this is when so it like, comes alive for me. This is when I started enjoying this film. I didn't right. start enjoying it until they started filming. Now that they're filming and he's holding the drunk up to the thing going, blah, 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 what they're saying and stuff like that. And the one dude catches the shits and he got to just crap and he's, you know, having his issues and Goggles has his issues. Everything went wrong with this damn thing.
Right. Well, the guy, the drunk. So in the movie, in the One Cut of the Dead, the first part where you don't know what's happening, there's like a weird vomit thing that happens, the zombie does, which is not abnormal in a zombie movie, but you can tell the people were like really grossed out by it.
It got everywhere.
And it's because the guy was really vomiting on them.
He got all in the hair.
Yeah. And so they're having these real reactions to these things that are happening. And then there's some stuff. So there's a camera girl who wants to be, she wants to film.
She wants to be she wants to help.
Right. She wants to hold the camera. She wants to do the one cut. And the guy who's filming doesn't, he's like the senior.
Yeah, you're filmer. Too inexperienced. Get out of here. You bother me.
He keeps telling her no.
Yeah, right.
Stuff like that you kind of see like why, like, so there's a couple times when like they'll come up and say like, "Oh my gosh, we're going to have to put the card up. This isn't working." And then they'll come up with a workaround that then shows up. And then you remember from the earlier part where you're like, oh, that's why.
They were just staring there looking stupid for right. 30 seconds. And I'm sitting there wondering what train wreck of a movie I'm watching in the beginning. And now it's like funny to me now, man, especially when they threw the zombie shits in there and he got his head cut off and all that stuff. And they were just like struggling, man. They were struggling. Dude hurt his back. The camera fell on the ground. We didn't know why the camera was on the ground. We thought they were being artistic. No, the dude, right. Dude was like his back. He couldn't even turn his eyes.
And the screaming is because they kept telling her, keep going, because they had to, like, they were trying to set up a camera shot.
Right.
And they were trying to,
right,
like, bring actors onto the set.
Right. I like the part where the wife smacks the shit out of the douchebag star. Right. He got his shit together after that, too. He wasn't the problem after that, too. If I was like, good for you. But then she goes bonkers for real.
Right. It's like, so before, when they don't have the actors and then they volunteer the mom because she was an actor, they kind of implied that she had some sort of problem. And you kind of think that it's egomania. So you're like, oh, she must turn into like a diva.
Yeah.
But really it's because she gets like really committed to like her character.
Yeah, she becomes an axe murderer for real.
Right. So like there's a part in the movie that we see in the first part where she stands up.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's going on, basically? And you're like, what the fuck? While you're watching the movie the first time, you're like, why is that happening? And then it's because she pops up and her husband pulls her back down.
How many times did she do the pump? The pump. I love the pump. Pump, 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 pump. They couldn't hold her down, Tiff. She just kept pump, pump. So one of my favorite characters is the daughter. When she just decides, I'm taking this shit over, because they was gonna turn off the cameras and put the cards up, and she was like, this ain't happening. She just started telling everybody what to do. They was looking at her like, what the hell? But she saved the day, you know. She was rolling. So they end up breaking the crane that was supposed to give the final shot, the final most final shot, and they did this long struggle. Now this is when the screaming and stuff really went. Oof, it was a little bit much. You know, just over and over and over for them to build that pyramid, because the one girl kept falling off over and over and over and over. So they end up pulling it off, and I kind of liked it, man. It was like a nice climax for me that they all got involved, the director, the everybody. The daughter was on top, and then she showed the picture at the end. You know, that's what gave her the idea of doing it for a picture of her and her dad when she was younger. And, Tiff, I really had a good time after they started shooting. But it's a struggle getting to the point.
I do wonder if, like, yes. I wonder if I went back and I watched it again, if I would enjoy it more the second time, knowing.
Possibly.
I will warn everyone who's going to watch this movie. It's advertised as horror comedy. It's really not a horror movie.
It's no horror. It's no horror at all, Tiff, at all.
No, it's like a slice of life. Like,
exactly is what it is.
Parent-child kind of like heartwarming thing. It's not horror at all. It's on Shudder right now. I don't know if you guys know what Shudder is.
Yeah, it shouldn't be there.
It's a streaming service for horror movies.
Right. It shouldn't be there. It's not horror at all. Not a bit. I mean, it'll be different if the zombie effects when they were shooting the movie in the beginning were really, really realistic, and you really thought you was in this hardcore, you know, zombie movie. And then it turned out it wasn't, but it was cheesy and crazy even when they were shooting, you know, with the gray paint on the face and, you know, the fake blood-soaked t-shirts that just everybody's costume looked crazy. So, you know.
Obviously horror is different around the world. It's different. What people want, what people expect is different. And the girl, during one of the scenes where she's helping them behind the camera to fix the problems, she says, oh my God, look at that. It's so cheesy. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if like that might be a cultural difference. But I do know that some people like schlock. It's a very B movies and like people really like that stuff. Because I knew that this movie had a turn, had a twist, I kept waiting.
Oh, I didn't know, Tiff. I didn't know it had nothing. You know, I was cold. I was cold.
Like, once this movie had, I kept thinking it was going to be just that first part and there was going to be another twist. But then once it turned into what it was, I kept thinking, okay, maybe there's going to be another twist. Like, so it's never, I don't think it's ever, in my opinion, it's probably never really good to know.
Not with something like this.
No, it's never good to know that there's going to be a twist. Mm-mm. Because then if you're any kind of a person who's inquisitive or anything like that, if you can't shut your brain off, you'll be thinking about it the whole time. What's the twist? What's going to happen? Just like Montego said.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so the payoff was good enough for me. I enjoyed myself. I mean, I didn't really, really enjoy myself, but it might be how, I'll be honest with you, the first part was so bad that I was delighted that it was more to it than, right. than what it was, you know, because I was just like, oh, I'm a killer for this. I'm a killer for this.
I was like, oh, no. It is very short, though. It's only an hour and 30 minutes, so you can take a risk.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I mean, no, it's not even that bad. I actually enjoyed it, you know. So, and I don't know if I would, you know, say it's a, you know, a crowning achievement, but, you know, for $25,000 and for what you got, it's okay, man. You know, take a chance. Especially, I hope if you watched it, I hope you heeded our spoilers and just did it the right way. Because if you watch it now, I don't know how intriguing it might be to you. But then again, like Tiff was saying, it might be funny to you now because now... Now you don't even, you're not worried about what's happening. You're just watching all the little. Right, you're
watching it going, this is horrible.
Right, you're watching the goofy stuff and waiting for it to, you know, to turn and stuff. Woo! I enjoy myself. Anyway. Yeah. So, Tiff, that's lockdown number 2 in the books, man.
Yes.
So, I think on the main show this week, we're binging Picard, man, you know.
Yes.
And I got a half a show left, Tiff. I'm almost done. I've been rolling on it, sucker. So, for this weekend, tune in. We're going to do Picard, and we're going to do... So, oh, we got to do a one-shot, don't we? Oh, I think the Quibi stuff is up now. So,
oh, okay. We should do some of that.
Yeah. I think 3 of them up. The three Sam Raimis is up. So, we're going to do that and that. And we'll have some news, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Right. So I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. This is Fans of Patrol series, The Lockdown, coming to you in the middle of the week, getting you through this corona stuff, man. You know, and things is getting better with that stuff. It ain't a lot better. It ain't a lot better, but it's still getting better. So y'all hang in there. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is the sensitive one herself, Ms. Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a midweek pleasure.
Indeed. And until next week, we will be
on patrol. Until Saturday, we'll be on patrol.
Yeah, Saturday. See y'all later.